Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 383. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and thank you for supporting me. And today, just a quick thought, something I realized the other day, and I'll throw it out there and then we could jam on it just a little bit. But the thought is, when it comes to the negative emotions we feel in our life, the normal negative emotions we feel, feeling of anxiousness, insecurity, doubt, feelings that then lead us to think we're falling behind or we're not enough or we don't deserve more, when faced with those feelings, we need to learn to adopt a mindset of honoring them but not trusting them. And this idea isn't original to me. I've heard that concept many, many times before. I've heard that exact phrase many times before. Honor your feelings, but don't trust them. Honor your feelings, but don't trust them. And I heard that for probably, the 15th time the other day. And this time was like the final time, and it really, really clicked for me. I was like, you know what? This is very true. And I finally realized why that advice is true, why it's good advice, practically why it works. Not just because it sounds like good advice, like all self-help advice tends to, but why practically this is really good advice. Because now, even though I've heard that before, now with some more life experience under my belt, I've realized how we live that concept in our lives when it comes to other people, but not ourselves. I've realized how much we give to others, but not ourselves, in the sense that we've trained ourselves to like have our guard up a bit when it comes to other people in the right way. We don't take everything they say at face value. We look for proof before we decide if something is right or wrong. We get to know them before we arrive at a conclusion. We honor them, but it takes time before we truly learn to trust them. Right? That's how we treat strangers in life, or that's how we approach a first date or a new business partner or a new friend. Like, we have our guard up in a bit of a way, in a healthy way, in a way that protects our energy until we decide what to do with it, right? And I was thinking about that dynamic when it comes to ourselves. Namely, why don't we learn to honor our feelings but not trust them right away, in the same way that that is how we approach others? And I think this is such an important concept. And I think the sooner we grasp it, the sooner we could differentiate between facts and feelings in our life. So I'm going to jam on this idea for a couple minutes here. And I think it'll really help you take back your power in your inner life, in your emotional life. So I'll hop right into it. Before I do, if you enjoy the show, if you listen to it and you can relate to the topics, it'd mean a lot to me if you could take just literally probably 45 seconds to give the show a 5-star rating and review. If you're listening on Spotify, you could just hit 5 stars and then submit. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you could hit 5 stars, submit, and then write a 1-2 sentence quick little review. It really does help the show grow. I don't just ask for reviews because they're cool. It helps bring in new listeners, and that's my goal. To spread the magic of mindfulness to more people. So it'd mean a lot if you could take just a couple of seconds to give the show a 5-star rating and review. But either way, thank you so much just for listening and, of course, for supporting me. But let's talk about this concept here. Honor your feelings, but don't trust them. Honor your feelings, but don't trust them. I think this is the most powerful way to navigate the ups and downs of your emotional inner life. See what you feel, feel what you feel, but don't trust it immediately. And there's been all kinds of very academic, psychologically based studies, and a lot of smarter people have approached topics of you know, where do thoughts originate? Are they even your thoughts? Are they yours? Are they real? And I won't go into that because this podcast is more about intuition and logic, but I think it definitely benefits us to hit pause and question the emotions we have before we buy into them completely. It's not earth-shattering, right? I think we'd all agree, yeah, that's probably pretty good advice. It behooves us to approach our emotions in this way, to pause. But I like to be practical about this. Let's prove why this is beneficial to us. So again, I turn to the practicality of the way we approach relationships with other people. Think about it. In life, we tend to approach other people, strangers, stranger danger, with a bit of doubt, healthy doubt. Not like super cynical or uber untrusting of other people, but just a, hey, I don't know this person, so let me see what's up before I buy into them. Let me feel this person out. Let me ask them some questions before I trust them. I think that's smart, right? I'm sure you do too. Feel them out. See if they're legit. See if they're real. See if they are who they say they are. And then decide what to do. Then you can move to trust them and invite them into your house. But before that, we're going to be respectful. We're going to be nice. We're going to be open to what they have to offer. But we're not going to have that 100% level of trust with them just yet. That's how we approach life and strangers and relationships, right? Why don't we learn to approach our feelings in the same way? Why don't we honor them, but keep them at arm's distance to start? Why don't we learn to honor them, respect them, not ignore them, but question them before we start to trust them? Because in the same way that some people don't belong in our lives, they don't deserve our trust and our energy, many, many, many of our feelings are the same way. And we really only realize that if we take time to pause and question them. Question your feelings. Question your emotions. That's all I'm saying with this episode. Question them. Is this a true feeling? Is this me? Or is this a temporary feeling brought about by temporary circumstances that are, by definition, temporary? I did an episode a while back that I love to reference all the time because it really is like my guiding star in life. Where I talked about facts or feelings. Is this a fact or is this a feeling? I think that really is the essence of our inner life. Is how we're feeling a fact? That is it a truth rooted in something we strongly believe? Or is it a feeling, a temporary reaction to a temporary circumstance in our life? A fact. A fact is something we strongly believe. I am worthy. I am capable. I am lovable. My hard work will eventually pay off. We believe those things and those are facts, non-negotiable. Or a feeling though, feelings like, ugh, I feel invisible, I feel lost, I feel I'm falling behind, I feel that no one appreciates me. Temporary reactions to temporary circumstances, facts or feelings. And there's all kinds of habits and mindsets we can adopt in our life to learn to address the difference between the two. Journaling. Meditation, therapy, you name it. But the simplest one that we have that we could do at any given moment is hitting pause. You literally hit pause. You honor the feeling, but you pause before you trust it. You open the front door of your home, and before you invite that feeling in, before you ask it to take its shoes off and stay a while, you question it. Who are you? Who are you? Are you real? Is this the real me? Or is this a temporary feeling that does not define me, and certainly that does not belong in my house? That is the question. And you get clarity from taking time to just pause. So give yourself the gift of pausing for a moment when it comes to your inner life. Is this a feeling I should trust right away? Should I trust this feeling at face value? In this moment, I am feeling lost. I am feeling unlovable. I am feeling unworthy. Why? Why should I trust this feeling as a fact? What evidence do I have that this is real and true and permanent? What proof do I have that this is a feeling I should trust and welcome in? Hopefully, when you address a feeling like that, you'll be like, ooh, I don't know. I guess I've just felt this way, and that's why I think it's real. I've just felt this way for a while. But hopefully, when you break it down like this, you'll realize that that's all you have. All you have is the fact that you've been feeling that way. but that doesn't make it a fact. And it's not easy, of course, to do this. This is like the ultimate form of awareness and self-control. But the more you train yourself to pause, just the act of pausing, the more then you'll learn to question the emotion. And then the more then you'll start to see that it really doesn't have a strong case. It doesn't have a strong case. It's like in a court of law, it's circumstantial evidence at best, Your Honor, right? And the feeling is a feeling just because you've been feeling it. And the more you break down your habits of welcoming something into your inner life without questioning it, the more you'll then learn to say, is this a fact or is this a feeling? That is what breaking this down is all about. That is what hitting pause is all about. And yes, of course, whatever you're feeling is real. It's legitimate. It's the result of life. It's the result of events and randomness and all the things that make up your days and your weeks and your months and your years. But if you zoom out, I'm hoping you'll see that these emotions we feel, they're very much tied to circumstance. And circumstance, by definition, can change. And you'll realize then that you can honor a feeling but decide to not trust it as a permanent fact. It's not a permanent fixture in your life. You can honor the feeling as just that, a feeling, but you don't allow it to become a fact. And that right there is the gift of being human. You get to decide what are the facts in your life. You get to decide if you are unworthy and unlovable and lost and untalented and all these things. You get to decide if the feelings that you face, that everyone faces, are allowed into your house. You get to decide if they're worthy of a seat at your table. And I know as I'm saying all this, like this is lofty stuff, right? I'm talking in generalities and ambiguities here because it's tough to talk about emotions. It's tough for all of us to talk about how we feel. And maybe like that is the problem. We don't know how to handle our emotions. And rather than digging in and getting serious about analyzing them, we tend to just accept them as a fact. And so that's why I wanted to do this episode. If there's anything I've learned in 34 years of living, it's just that we are capable of pausing. We are capable of honoring our feelings, pausing, and not trusting them. So practically, that's all I'm saying with this episode. Pause. Learn to pause. The next time you get an incoming feeling, the next time you feel anxious, insecure, doubting yourself, unworthy, say, I'm going to pause. I'm not going to ignore this feeling because that's obviously step one. You don't ignore the way you feel, but you pause before you make a conclusion. Before I trust this feeling as a fact, before I say this is who I am, before I make a conclusion about my potential based on this feeling, I'm going to pause. Right? It's kind of like, you know, but first let me take a selfie. Those kind of eyes. First things first, I'm going to pause. And I'm going to analyze this feeling in the same way I do with other people, right? Again, practically, look at the example that you've set in your outer life. I think it's funny all the time. Like we know the advice that we should take. We give it to other people. We help other people. We love other people. But then when it comes to us, we don't do it. So just look at the way that you engage with strangers or other people, right? You honor them. You respect them. You're open to what they have to offer. But first, you're going to keep them a little bit at arm's distance and learn to evaluate them. And there's also a huge bonus here, right? When we look at ourselves through the lens of that type of behavior, you look at yourself in the same way you treat others. You can give yourself another huge gift. We can learn to forgive ourselves in the same way that we forgive other people. We can learn to love ourselves in the same way we love other people. We can practice patience in the same way we practice patience with others. Right? It's the great human conundrum. We do all these things to other people, but we don't treat ourselves in the same way. So let's honor our feelings, but not trust them right away. And that gives you the gift of peace. You'll realize that you can feel anxious, but it doesn't mean you're falling behind. You can feel unworthy, but that's just because someone or one person or two people didn't see what you bring to the table, but that's their loss. You can feel like you're lost, but it doesn't mean you can't find your stride like tomorrow. You can feel what you feel, but you don't need to trust it. That is the gift you give yourself. And even if you struggle with this, even if you struggle with creating positive affirmations and conclusions in your life, I happen to be good at it. but it is something I feel like a privilege I've been given. And it takes time to learn to find the silver lining, to learn to look at circumstance and find the hopeful outcome. Even if you struggle with that, because it could take a long time to learn to do that, you can still give yourself the gift of learning to pause. And I hope you do. I hope you learn to pause, because I've learned throughout this process that we are so much more capable of taking back our power than we think. And that is what pausing does for you. We are equipped to decide what is true and what is a feeling in our lives. We are better equipped than we think to look at our feelings and decide which is which. Which is a temporary moment of insecurity and which is a fact. It's like analogies. It's like a VIP list at a club. We decide who's on the VIP list and who's not. We decide who's getting in and who is, sorry, not tonight. We get to decide that. So really, just all I'm encouraging at the end of the day is learning to train ourselves to pause. And to also decide, as I've suggested in previous episodes, what are the facts in your life? What are the big zoomed out truths in your life? What are the facts that you trust, that you do trust? The facts that you could turn to prove that a feeling is just a feeling and doesn't need to be trusted. Facts. Facts like, I am worthy of honesty because I am honest. My hard work will pay off because I work hard. I am worthy of the same energy and effort I put into a relationship. Facts. Those are facts that you stand behind, that you prove with action, that you refuse to negotiate. Those are facts that you could turn to prove that a feeling is just a feeling. And you can turn to them in those moments where you hit pause, in the moments where you learn to honor a feeling, but not trust it. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Shorter episode. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the episode with a friend. And if you could take literally less than a minute and give the show a 5-star rating and review, it'd mean a lot. So thank you for that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me as you always do. And until next episode, I'm out.